Welcome to E-Commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. Welcome back. And at the time that this episode goes live, well, it's crunch time. Black Friday is around the corner. So I'll try and keep this episode a little bit shorter than usual because I know that time is of the essence. But in this episode, I want to share a fantastic tip on how you as an online seller can not only reduce your costs, but offer better customer service at the same time. If that sounds of interest to you, well, then stick around. Now, what I'm going to be focusing on today is the use of lockers and pickup points as a form of delivery to your customers. And this is a something that's really kicked off all around the world. In fact, Europe is leading the charge in terms of locker delivery. Europeans, they just love the idea of actually picking up their orders from either a pickup point or from a locker itself. And now that's also spread across right across America. They've got lockers in thousands of locations across more than 900 cities. And of course, any trend across Europe and the US tends to come down to South Africa. And it's one that makes so much sense because consumers, a lot of them aren't around. They don't have a set location where they can order something online and have it delivered to their home because maybe they are a sales rep that's on the road every day. Maybe they have to run their kids around to school and to sports and they keep missing the courier driver from making that delivery to their home. And in that case, a lot of consumers just love the idea of being able to go and pick up their parcel at their own convenience. And so these pickup points have been rolling around South Africa, and it's not a new thing. Companies like Pargo, Postnet, Paxi, and more recently Takealot have been rolling out pickup points for the past couple of years. Takealot, now they've got over 66 pickup points where you can just order online and go and collect it at your convenience. But one step beyond pickup points where you would go to a kiosk or like a Postnet shop or something like that and go and collect from there. Well, one step beyond that to offer even more convenience is lockers. And lockers, I think, is the ultimate step in terms of offering the convenience to the customer who wants to collect, because often those lockers are available 24/7 and it's just super easy to be able to deliver to them and for the customer to collect. In the days of COVID-19, one of the great factors is that these things don't require human interaction. There's no courier delivering to you. There's no personal interaction. You just go and collect it. And your cell phone takes care of all the tech in terms of getting a code to open the box and to get you your parcel. So one thing I've been advising a lot of my premium students to be leaning into and really utilizing a lot throughout the year, but especially now in the busiest time of the year, is to start using lockers as a form of delivery. Now, the guys that are really changing the game in terms of these lockers is the guys from The Courier Guy who've launched their PUDO lockers. PUDO is an acronym for pickup drop-off. And these PUDO lockers are being rolled out right around South Africa. Last time I checked, they had a couple hundred of them, and they're aiming to have 2,000 of these lockers by the end of it, where they want to have these things within 2 minutes of anybody in a large metropolitan area. And this is going to be a game changer because there are so many people who just can't have deliveries made to them at their home or at their office, or for whatever reason, they just want to go and collect it. Now, they can go to a pickup point, but then they're often at those pickup points, they're limited to the opening hours of those pickup points. The lockers are just the most logical and most customer-friendly option out there. And now it's being rolled out. And it's something that online sellers really need to be looking at, not only because of the fact that customers want it and they are looking to buy from sellers who offer locker delivery, but also there's a really good opportunity to save some big costs. Because when couriers are operating these lockers, it gives them economies of scale. Because now their drivers aren't going around from house to house or office to office to go and collect. They just, the driver goes to one location, being the locker, opens up all the doors and all these parcels just come out and any deliveries that they have for that area, they just pack them in. So instead of going to 60 or 70 different houses or offices in one suburb, the driver just makes one big stop, and it's massive, massive savings for the company. And of course, those savings are passed on to you as the seller. So I'm a big fan of this as an option for merchants to be using. But not only should they be using it throughout the whole year, but really, if you think about it, during now, like Black Friday, Christmas time, this is a time where if you haven't used it before, this is when you should really start thinking about using these for your deliveries. And I'll explain why. If you have not experienced a Black Friday before, then you're in for a treat, because this is the busiest time of the year. Christmas following, it's equally busy, or maybe higher or maybe less for you, depending on what you're selling and your customer base. But this time of year, November, December, is crazy. Now, for online sellers, it's crazy, but if you think about how much craziness gets passed on to the courier driving companies, well, they are just, it's their craziest time of the year. And yes, they do have time to plan for it, and they do try and scale up for it. And a lot of the time, they do that successfully. But it's still needless to say that there's a lot going on. And often, it's just a reality that we need to accept that sometimes the drivers are late, or their schedule just runs over, and they just don't collect at all. They just don't get to you. Now, I know it's very tempting when you've got orders pinging through their system and the driver arrives at your door and you say, please just hold on 5 minutes, just wait maybe 10 minutes. We've just got some more orders to pack, and then I'll give them to you so you can deliver them quicker. Because ultimately, you want to give your parcels to the driver as quick as possible so that they can get it to your customers as quick as possible. Now, if every merchant or every person is saying, please driver, just wait 5-10 minutes, well, their afternoon is going to go for a ball of chalk, and there's going to be some people, some merchants, some online sellers who are at the end of the pickup line where the driver just can't get to them because everybody else is saying, please just 5 minutes, just 10 minutes. And logically, we need to understand that during this time, it's crazy. It's busier than any other time of the year. So when we think about that and when we accept that, then we can plan for it. And the way you can plan for it is by using lockers. Because one of the things that we need to understand is that if a driver is only allowed to come, or if they only feasibly can get to a certain amount of locations in your area, in your suburb, well, the one location that they are definitely going to go to is the locker. They definitely are going to go to the locker every single time because it's part of their KPIs, but it also means like it's the biggest kind of return on their effort, because they can just go and grab a whole bunch of parcels out of the locker, and they can go and put a whole bunch of new parcels into the locker. So it's really efficient for them, and they definitely are going to go there. So during this busy time of the year, when you want to be getting your parcels to the customer and you don't want to be risking being that person where their driver doesn't get to you, well, use the lockers. Let's be proactive and just drive those parcels down to the lockers. Pack them in, use up that time, take advantage of this, and make sure that your parcels are the ones that are being collected by the driver from those lockers. Because as I said, the drivers will go to the lockers every single time. Every single morning and every single afternoon, they will go to the lockers. They should get to you. Yes, I say should, because, and I use that term kind of in air quotes, because of the fact that I know I've been through many Black Fridays and many Christmases before, and sometimes the driver just doesn't arrive. Now, a little sideline tip that I wanted to share with you guys is, please be friends with your driver. The guys who come to your area every single day, every single afternoon, every single morning, become friendly with them. And if you can, if the driver is willing to let you do so, get their cell number so that you can coordinate with them. Because if they're running late and they need you to stay at the office another half hour so that they can get to you, well, it's best if you can just phone them and ask them, like, what's your schedule like? How can we help you? How can we work with you? Understanding that they are so busy. And then to not get upset with the person when they do arrive half an hour late, because heck, they are running around, they are trying their best, and it doesn't help when every single merchant says, hey, please wait 5 or 10 minutes because we've got more parcels coming out. If everybody does that, well, there's somebody at the end of the line who's just not going to be seeing the courier that day at all. So let's work with them, let's get their phone number, let's make friends with them, let's understand that they're doing their best, and ultimately, let's use the lockers to help them, to help us, to make sure that our parcels are at the front of the queue, that they are collected from those lockers. And let's also just point out the fact that the lockers are cheaper than any other way of sending the parcels. Now, when you do the Pudo lockers, you can do either a locker-to-locker delivery system where your customer goes and collects from the locker. You could do it from your offices to a locker if the customer wanted it. But the service that I like the most is the locker-to-door. And this is what a lot of our premium customers have started using already, because they've already been sending parcels to their customers. And when their customers order online, you get their address. You just log into the Pudo system or use the app, and you just book a parcel from your nearest locker delivering to the customer. So now they don't see anything different, because whether it comes office to door or locker to door, it means nothing to them. But what it means to you is a significant reduction in costs, because these things work from as little as $50 for a locker to door delivery. And the service is a 2 to 3 day delivery. So if you need to send it next day, then use your normal door to door delivery. But I'm just such a fan of these locker to door deliveries, because I know as online sellers, one of the things that we all fear when we are working out our delivery costs and trying to figure out how much are we going to charge our customers for the cost of the delivery, or if we offer free delivery, I know that makes it even worse. Like, the thing that we're fearing the most is that order that comes through our site, which gets us all excited, and then we see the address and the customer's in the middle of nowhere, and that we know is going to cost us quite a bit to get the delivery to them. But if you use a locker to door delivery system, well, it's going to be $50. Now, $50 for delivery, I don't know how they're actually making money doing this. But of course, those economies of scale that they were doing, where the driver just goes and does like one bulk pickup and drop off, well, that's where they are saving their money, and they pass that saving back onto you. So it's from $50 up, depending on the size of the parcel, up to a maximum, I think, of 20 kilograms, or the biggest size of the biggest locker that you'll see there. So you can go on their website, pudo.co.za, and just check where your nearest locker is. Super easy to use. You just book it in using the app or the website, and just go and drop it off. And before you know it, it'll be at the customer. When it hits a locker on the other side, if you're using locker to locker, then the customer gets an SMS with a code. They go to the locker, they type in the code, the door opens, Bob's your uncle. Or if it's going locker to door, well, the customer just gets that door-to-door delivery, and it's a courier guy who drops it off. So it's a really cool system. And ultimately, the reason that I mentioned better customer support right in the beginning of this audio is because when we are selling online, our customer support really always circles back to the delivery process. Like, we can try our best, we can do everything right in terms of getting the customers to our website, giving them a great on-site experience, working on our conversion rates so that more customers are just going through that checkout process and placing their orders. We can parcel it up beautifully, we can get it out the door on time, but if the parcel takes 2 weeks to get there, well, the customer is going to be upset. And that is a negative reflection on you as a business. It always works that way, no matter how we do as well as we can on the rest of the process. So when we know that the delivery is what makes or breaks the customer experience, well, then we need to do everything we can to make sure that that delivery goes smoothly. And there is no more important time than Black Friday and Christmas. And so we want to use every tool in our box, in the toolbox, to make sure that our parcels get delivered on time. And using these lockers will certainly help you to make sure that that happens exactly how you want it to happen. So check it out. You can go and read more about these things and try it out for yourself. It's really interesting to get it going. And I also wanted to share with you how one of our keys, one of our most successful students, one of our greatest case studies, a lady with a website. I didn't get her permission to share her details, so I won't give her name or her website details. But a lady who lives on the Garden Route and has a wonderful online store where she started it using our training. And she's now doing hundreds of thousands of rands a month selling online. And since the Pudo lockers became an option, she's just been using that as the main way that she sends her parcels out. So during the day or through the night and the next day, she gets a whole bunch of orders. Her and her team wrap them up, they package them up, they drive down to the locker, and she says she literally fills the entire locker. And those things, what used to cost her way more, now they're from $50 and above, which is really cheap. And the driver will always collect, so there's no situation where your parcels aren't dispatched on time. So it's really cool. The one potential downside that I do want to highlight here, because it would be a miss for me not to mention it, is the fact that there isn't yet a website integration where the customer could have the option of checking out through your website and selecting the closest pickup point. I do have some insights into some cool stuff that's happening, so watch the space and watch out for announcements about this, maybe in the middle of next year when that situation might change. But right now, the customer would just work through the checkout, they would go and add their delivery address, select delivery as usual, and then once you have their delivery address, heck, the best service you can use is the locker to door service. So just create a Waybill or just book it in on the app or the website on Pudo, create that order, submit their delivery address, so it's from the locker to their door, and boom, off you go, $50, lock at a door. What a dream. I'm just really glad that this is actually rolling out around South Africa. And when there's thousands of these things right around the country, I think customers are actually going to start wanting this as an option. They're going to be asking which website sells this or uses this as an option, the locker-to-locker services, because customers just naturally want more convenience and they also want more options. And as we are selling online, like, you know that when you offer different options and different services on your website, that a lot of customers will choose you because of that. And this is no different. Customers will start wanting this as an option. So you can go and check it out and give it a try and see how it works for your customer base. But I hope that this has worked for you, and I wish you all the very best for Black Friday. And tune in for the next episode, where we're going to be sharing a lot more e-commerce tips that you can use to grow your sales, improve your business, and ultimately just have more success with e-commerce. I'll chat to you then. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.